I realize I've built this up a little bit to say that this hour is full of the absolute funniest things we did all year.
Pressure's
is saying
on.
A lot. But I feel pretty confident in most of the material. Now, the last one of the hour is definitely at my expense. So I'm a little biased on that one in that I don't like it as much.
Now you're getting into the Christmas vibe, though, you know, being sacrificial, you know, being willing to take the fall for the entertainment of the people.
Regardless of what I'm doing, what you're saying is I'm doing it right.
Yeah, sure. In this one occasion, yes.
All right. Well, this first segment comes from not that long ago. It was after the election. Actually, a lot of this is from after the election. We've been in a pretty good mood, so we've been having a lot of fun. And this one is when Whoopi Goldberg made a very peculiar announcement on The View.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I dare, yeah, you didn't get here by yourself, man. You can't do this without us. Yeah. And if we don't let you, you don't get any. It's that simple.
So Whoopi Goldberg's making threats. I knew this would hurt you specifically, Ryan.
And I'm not really sure how to respond to that because I don't.
Whoopi Goldberg has just said that if you're not going to get any because she's not going to let you touch her.
I wasn't that close to Whoopi Goldberg anyway.
You mean physically?
Physically.
In proximity.
Yes.
So you've never tried.
It was not going to happen for me because I don't know her, is all I'm trying to say.
That's the reason why. I think it's funny how Whoopi Goldberg is speaking on behalf of women. This is the side of politics that can't even define what men and women are, but the actual biological sexual urges that do exist with men, and that women are generally speaking the gender that rebuffs. She said there's going to be no more because women are going to say no to men. Are all men Republicans and all women liberals?
We don't know,
but
that's the side of the aisle.
The rules.
They don't stereotype. That's their thing.
Annie,
they want you to live
outside
the box.
Oh, there are rules. They just change with the wind.
I will say, as far as Whoopi goes, though, my wife won't even let me watch The View because she knows I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting revved up.
Somebody text Mrs. Wiggins right now.
Oh, no. She's probably
true?
Listening because she's got the day off.
Hi.
Hi,
Mrs. Wiggins. Is it true that Ryan is just a little too excited when watching The View? I don't know that that's ever happened.
Not the new shows. Like the older ones.
I'm getting my phone out in case my best friend
Back
texts
when
me.
like Whoopi would have first started, Barbara Walters was on the show. Like, watching the reruns, my wife's like, I know what you're doing. I'm like, I'm just trying to be informed. She's like, no, you're not.
It's for research purposes.
No. This is the episode where they greet Trump.
I just like them for their minds.
I try to tell her, and she's like, no, you do not. I know why you're watching that filth.
She's not wrong.
And I'm like, I'm just reading the articles.
What View are you watching, Ryan?
I think it's this one. I don't know. So anyway, so when I saw this from Whoopi, I was like, makes sense.
This is a personal note to you.
Yes.
No more, Ryan.
It's right in line.
Cutting you off. Why is it so funny? It's so absurd.
Because some of these things might be the first time anybody's ever said that.
Everyone's gone. Yeah. This is way more fun to talk about than cabinet appointments.
So anyway, let's talk about Tulsi.
Why?
I don't know.
I need more for this transition.
Well, she's the director of national intelligence, am I right?
Not yet.
Well, she will be.
She's the appointee.
Again, I'm just doing research.
You're known for it.
Research on Tulsi Gabbard makes a little more sense than on The View.
Specifically Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep. So we are live here the day after Christmas playing
some
comments. Of the best, yeah, the best of the, really the funniest stuff here in this hour of the Annie Fry Show. Here's a really, another one. Now, before we get into the next segment, because we won't talk into that one. In the next segment, we had to pick one of the Annie, Are You Okays? They're always really funny and enjoyable. So I just deferred to Ethan, who picked the one where we talked about penguins and melons. And so that's next.
It wasn't a question.
That's next. But before we get there, here's another Ethan heavy segment, because we're talking about sports. It's about the use of the Major League Baseball golden bat.
Wow, Wiggins America.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I have decided that we are going to invoke the golden at bat rule and get Ethan in here to take Ryan's position. Ethan?
Can I say anything about this, or do I just have to shut
up? Matt in here. Heck, what okay. Do we know? You don't know until you know.
I'm going to do the Harpo Marx effect
then. Ethan, don't even stop eating your yogurt. It's still an upgrade.
I'm going to do the Harpo thing here, and so instead of speaking, I just...
Beep boop. Can we... let's briefly discuss the golden at bat situation here. Is anybody in here in their right mind thinking this is a good idea?
Look,
put your hand down.
She said
boop.
In your right
Ryan,
mind.
No. I am in my right mind.
I would love to know what Ryan thinks the golden at bat is.
Well, he just found out about it because of my ex post about it.
Uh-huh.
Would we know David Freese in the year 2024 with the stupid golden at bat rule? No.
Well, how do I mean, let's see. Albert was still on base.
Ethan, tell us what the rule is.
We could really dove into that statement.
I know.
Right,
Ethan,
there.
Tell us what the rule is.
So basically, Rob Manfred, sorry, I'm trying to get the yogurt out of my system here.
Yeah. It's not a euphemism.
Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of
Go
baseball.
Go back to the bell.
I know.
Use the bell. Okay, shush.
Said that at the owners' meetings, which happen every winter, that there was discussion about potentially implementing...
Was this at the drunk after party?
It may have been.
That's where I want to go. I want to go to the drunk MLB commissioner's after party.
A lot of rich people. Really rich people.
What about a golden bat?
And if it was gold?
Is it really shiny? I love when they're shiny.
Maybe we have medals and stuff. And like a golden at bat, and the golden at bat is real gold, and it doesn't hit really hard though, because the gold's so soft.
You belong. Heavy. You belong.
Super heavy bat.
So
these are all better ideas than
if you hit
what
a home
they came
run
up
with it. You win the gold at bat, and you can melt it down for charity. Yeah, Rob, that sounds great.
This sounds like Harry Carey.
That was way too good.
Anyway,
Ethan,
what's the real golden? This is a real thing.
It actually is. So basically, what it would do is it would allow for teams to be able to, at one time per game, in any situation, be able to send up to the plate who they want. So let's say big moment comes up late in the game, bases are loaded, you're trailing by a couple of runs, and you're at the bottom of the lineup. But no, you want Nolan Arenado at the plate, or you want Aaron Judge at the plate if you're the Yankees. You would be able to just send him up to the plate.
What if he's at second base?
That's what I was asking.
Ghost
because
runner!
I said,
Ghost runner,
Ghost runner on second.
I said, well, Albert was on base during game six of the 2011 World Series. Lance Burke. I don't remember if he was on base or not.
I think he was.
Yeah,
he was
you're right.
On second.
Yeah, you're right. He was on. So
pathetic. So. You want to be an announcer.
He is an announcer. Go back to the bell. Ethan, you can hit him if you can reach him.
I'm wondering if he was faking the whole drunk thing a minute ago. That's what I'm starting to wonder.
All he has to do is look at booze and he gets a high.
It's true. I was hugging people this weekend. I had one beer. I had half of a Coors Light.
I love you,
and I was
man.
You guys, I see you guys like once a year. You're the best. Let me give everybody hugs.
I'm so thankful for you.
Yeah.
Is the reason that this has made it into the news, the golden at bat rule in Major League Baseball, so people talk about baseball? Because usually, you know,
maybe
how like
that
you know,
really could be a reason.
You know, like how Kentucky Fried Chicken's like, all right, we're gonna put
the golden badge
jelly and mustard on your chicken, and everyone's like, ew, disgusting. But then all of us yahoos in the media are like, let's talk about KFC.
Yeah, KFC jelly chicken.
KFC's like, what do we do?
Yeah. We didn't even do jelly chicken.
Is this the version of that?
It could be. And the reason that I say that is that, you know, I have in the past said that baseball has one of the best off seasons because there tends to be a lot of movement and a lot of things go on. Last year was a very slow off season, very boring.
It's because the economy sucks.
The winter meetings, everything dragged out. There wasn't a lot of big signings or big trades or anything. Everything got pushed right up until the start of the season, even into spring training. So maybe this is a way to try and get a little bit of noise around baseball.
Can we enforce the golden at-bat rule for Manfred? Can we, like, put Trump in charge now or something like that?
It's not a bad idea. Unfortunately, his contract, I believe, is... He said he's not going to extend it once it's done.
That's what David Freese is going to say when he's going up to the plate. He's like, my contract says I get to hit here, and you want to put in who?
The bad news is that I'm pretty sure it doesn't end until, like, 2028, so we still got a few years.
Does the golden guy have to be on the team?
The golden guy.
Like, because you could be like, oh, I'm going to call Cecil Fielder.
Did you say Rick Horton tweeted out something like...
Yeah, Rick Horton says... How about a golden defense rule? For one inning, your entire team can be in the field.
To which I add, the next inning, it has to be your entire coaching staff that plays defense. There's a lot of places you could go.
Cardinals would be in good shape.
I know.
Ollie Marmol, pretty young.
I want to see the coaching staff of each team play each other.
Does Yachty count? You know, he's special assistant. You know, too bad Willie McGee
just... Probably the first time he shows up.
Willie McGee just left. Too bad. Poor timing.
I love Yachty.
That would have been a good one.
I wouldn't want to be associated with this if I were Yachty.
Golden Bat, Terry Pendleton.
Just going to...
I know.
I'm surprised you know who that is.
The other things that came out of the after party probably didn't get reported on. Like, what if we made all the pitchers pitch with the opposite hand? That'd be fun.
We'd probably be good at it.
What if we
made the batters swing with no bats? They have to hit it with their hand.
What if we blindfolded the pitcher and the batter?
What if the balls were like a lot bigger and bouncy?
Like beach balls. Yeah.
You know, it's really funny, though, because if you were to listen to sports talk radio mull over this, they're probably as outraged about this as we are the national deficit debt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same rage.
And really...
And here we are.
What we're talking
we're
about
dabbling.
Is so much more important.
What, now or usually?
America's headed for a de facto bankruptcy, says Elon Musk. Yeah, let's discuss that. Because it's true. We're better than them.
Who are we and who are them?
We are the ones who are concerned about the national debt. We are those who are watching out for Americans.
A lot of accents coming out here.
You want to promote? Yeah, you want to promote your book there again? Right there, you can just pick it up. It's right next to you.
Sure. It's called The Grocery List. Just came out Tuesday, so it's a week old. You know, a little baby book, really.
How's the algorithm doing?
It's great. Oh my gosh, it's killing it. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much
what
for just
is
checking
this problem?
It out.
Do you see what's happening right now? It's
what's,
like, you know,
is,
in
what
Toy
is in
Story,
that McDonald's
when
cup
they
next
flip
to, you.
To demo mode on Buzz Lightyear.
Spanish version, that's what it is.
Do you have a demo mode?
Grocery List. See, Grocery List, because it's the title of the book, didn't get translated. Yeah, you understand.
Well, you wrote it in American.
I wrote it in American. I wrote the book in American.
What is in your McDonald's cup?
What about if the balls are so big that you couldn't miss them? Like, everybody always gets hit.
Are you talking about baseball again?
Yeah, back to that.
They said strikeouts are an issue. Too many strikeouts. You need to put the ball in play, Ryan.
Let's move the pitcher mound back into the outfield.
Let's take a break. Ethan... Reset the Wiggins.
I'm sorry.
Every day, one kid
you gotta
from
find
the
switch
from
and you
the stands.
Flip it.
I'm afraid of where it
come
is.
Down on the field.
That's
and
why
throw
we are in charge.
Real
of it.
First pitch.
I'm not qualified.
I'm gonna go back to eating my yogurt.
Just search. It's amazing you can still eat after that. Steve is writing our fire papers right now.
Fire papers. Is that what those are called?
He's probably a real big fan of the Golden at Bat.
Now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this?
Hello, episode, Trisha.
Hello, Annie and crew.
This has been our finest hour of radio.
I've heard a lot of it. Yeah, it's been.
Well, then you don't believe really me. Something.
So management does listen, Ryan.
From time to time.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday. We were actually talking about you guys not listening
We made plans yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun.
But with the people.
Caught that riveting raccoon bit you just did.
Now, that was good stuff.
That's all on Ryan.
We knew that you guys would be listening to that, and we said, let's bring Material A.
Which was a mystery door.
You also had some important information as to where we heard that story, right?
Yeah, that came from an Annie, Are You Okay? segment. That?
Did it?
Did?
Yeah, the raccoon story, that lady was overrun by the raccoons. There were like hundreds of them that showed up. She was feeding them. And then Ryan was like, I had a raccoon. And I yelled, ah, raccoon.
I did. We never even finished the story, but it was 3 a.m.
We're still talking about the raccoon.
We've told this story before.
And I screamed as loud as I could, not on purpose.
Yeah. Nelly thought, I'll give him one more chance.
And I never heard anything from the neighbors, so I assumed that they slept through my scream. Mm. But they might not have.
I think they hired the raccoon.
We should ask your pastor.
Yeah, Ryan, tell us whatever he didn't say.
What does he say about it?
He said I've been absolved of anything in this hour.
One of every four words he's pardoned says me. About the pastor are true.
He pardoned me of everything back to 2014.
Oh, yeah, we already played this out.
I don't know that pastors are in the business of pardons.
Well, I asked him, he gave.
All right. Did you guys talk about the Mississippi teacher fired after feeding students dog treats?
Yes, boring.
Let's not do that.
No, let's not do that one.
No, we didn't. But do you know how many people have sent me this story?
All right. The now former Calhoun City High School employee allegedly mistook the treats for beef jerky and served them to a class.
She lost her job.
That seems pretty.
Yeah,
familiar.
That's amazing.
At least 8 children consumed the treats, and one of the kids had a tummy ache and was taken to the doctor. Annie, are you okay with Ryan teaching high school in Mississippi?
Yes.
What happened to the lady?
She got lost her job.
Fired.
That seems extreme to me.
I thought it did, and I thought, should we get involved? Should we advocate for this woman?
Services? No. It can happen to anybody.
Listen,
if you're listening and you are not understanding why this is so funny to us, Brad, tell us a story about Ryan's beef jerky.
Well, Ryan.
Venison jerky.
Well, Annie got a text from her best friend.
Yes.
You know,
As I am apt to do.
The one that Ryan says doesn't listen to the show.
Mrs. Wiggins.
And she texted Annie and said, ask Ryan about the venison jerky. Well, Ryan.
No, she actually said to me, Ryan ate dog treats and gave some to our son. And if you haven't talked about it on air yet, you should make fun of him for it. That's almost
factually
direct...
incorrect because I did not eat dog treats. I tasted them and then went, bleh.
You ate more than
those
we did.
Taste
you
like
ate
they're for a dog.
Treat. It's factually correct that that's what she said to me, though.
Yeah.
Well, she is a liar. So.
She's your wife.
Exactly.
So Ryan brings in the bag of dog treats that say the Wild Bone Company on them with a dog paw on it.
It just looked very natural.
Said anybody could confuse this for real people jerky because it was in the discount bin.
It was in the people section.
It wasn't in the people section.
It was in the section of food where people
It was in
eat.
A store where people buy things and dogs don't. But it was in the discount aisle where you shop regularly.
It was in the discount aisle and was not marked human.
So Ryan had that bag of dog treats in there. He didn't know Annie knew about
human,
it.
Because it wasn't for humans.
It was marked a dog.
He didn't know Annie had that. And he had that bag of dog treats in his office, which he went and got because he was going to, the next day when Annie was off, try to feed me those dog treats.
I love that Brad's version of the story is about you trying to feed him dog food and not the fact that you ate the dog food and didn't realize that it was dog food until it was disgusting.
Well, until we put it in our mouth and went, ooh, that's something wrong with that beef jerky or venison jerky.
What was it, like a week and a half or something after we did this story on the air about you making the mistake? Because wasn't hers a mistake?
Yes, it was a mistake.
She wasn't trying to be some psycho teacher who is like going to transform the youth of America with dog treats.
Nope.
Which is what Ryan was going to try to do to Brad. Exactly. I was going to purposely do it to Brad, but then I was going to stop him before he did it.
A little bit ironic that your boss is sharing this story.
I am amazed that this person lost their job. That's terrible.
That's incredible.
I would be mad if I was a parent. I also wouldn't be like, oh, my great teacher for third grade accidentally messed up. Off with her head.
Ryan, really though, you and I are the ones who have school-aged children in this room. If your child's teacher accidentally allowed your kid to have jerky that was meant for dogs, not humans, would you call for them to be fired, though?
No, like, I would not.
It is outrageous.
It is, especially unless they didn't like the teacher. Like, if everybody hated this teacher,
you're
like
this is all right, an easy out.
This is the last one I'm dealing with.
This is what teachers fear.
Yeah.
I saw that and I thought, I don't know. There if there's more context, if she's an A-plus teacher and she did this one thing, I'm thinking, what are you doing? But
I agree. To me, this is a situation that calls for grace.
No mercy.
Zoo discovers 10-year-old king penguin Maggie is actually Magnus. Scandal rocks.
Look what I found.
Scandal rocks a British zoo after a king penguin who had been living at the facility since 2016 was found to be a male. The penguin formerly known as Maggie
was found.
Look what I found on Maggie.
I don't know if I can do this today.
Can I Google penguin genitalia on this work computer?
Yes, and
I'm wondering how you make this mistake.
This might clear it up. I don't think it's obvious. The penguin formerly known as Maggie.
It's okay, though. It happens to everybody.
Had a feather sent for DNA testing after keepers noticed the penguin unsuccessfully attempting to initiate mating with a male penguin.
Wait a minute. This is so
backwards. Wait a minute.
I'm so confused.
Isn't that known behavior in penguin communities?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The male penguin's name was Frank.
What's Maggie doing to Frank? What the? These zookeepers going,
That wouldn't be it.
You're going, rear. What? Do my eyes deceive me?
Just for the record, for the radio listeners, your ear was you wiping your eyes to get them more clear.
Yeah. No, that's what you do. That's the universal sound effect for eye wiping.
There was
ear.
We are talking about penguin relations.
Not Frank. Yeah. Oh, God.
So,
did you read this whole story before you came in here?
Yeah. I've read it like 3 times and it gets me every time.
You're handling this like this is brand new information.
Well, Maggie put the moves.
Somebody's screaming like it's the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity. Look at what she's doing to Frank. Oh, we got to check out Maggie now.
But it was Magnus the whole time.
They just changed his name.
I'm so
Maggie's
sorry,
like,
you guys.
What the heck are they calling me now?
Annie, are you okay with ice skating?
Everybody likes penguins, right? Yeah, I just don't really like being that cold for that long. I feel like ice skating is one of those things where you can bundle up, but your feet are always cold. I hate when my feet are cold. So,
you got nothing, Ryan?
She just answered it real.
What do you want me to say? What could I add to this conversation?
I thought you were going to say something about Frank.
Can you ice skate?
Yeah, I can ice skate.
Can you ice skate?
Yeah.
Can you ice skate, Ethan?
Yeah.
Trisha?
Meh.
I can't do a triple axel. I can do a double.
Backwards,
yeah.
I need to see
upside
that.
Down.
I was right. Doing a double axel. And then I said, oh, God, what are they doing to Frank?
I can't.
I'm not
for whatever reason
enough.
Now, I'm picturing multiple penguins just going after Frank. And the zookeeper's like, oh, God, I've never seen this. This isn't normal behavior even for penguins, let alone that one's a woman.
I just love that the part where Trisha absolutely lost it was just, yeah,
and his name was Frank.
I am so sorry.
This is a very serious establishment, Trisha.
I know. And
keep
you,
it.
And you
on the rails.
This as straight news, and yes. That's what you're going to get, right?
The last segment was about Iran.
I know.
And now, here, what are we doing now?
The last segment was not about, it was about Iran from a raccoon.
It was about the song Iran by Flock of Seasons.
That makes me think of penguin.
What was that girl seagull doing to that Frank seagull?
Poor Frank.
I don't know, but then there's a big conversation with the zookeepers. Why do we call all the animals Frank?
I can't. Okay. Woman steals car, then writes about it in her diary.
That's what I would do.
A Minnesota woman was flagged for scrapping a stolen vehicle when police arrived at her house to investigate. She said she had no idea the car was stolen. But they found her diary with an entry that read, quote, I totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing.
Now that is straight news right there, folks.
I just got a text message from someone who I'm waiting to tell me if I can say who it is, but the text just says...
Uh-oh.
Read that. Ethan.
She's keeling
Don't
over.
Don't say the name. Don't say the name. Just read that top text out loud. Don't say the name.
Yep. Some days you are Magnus. Some days you are Frank.
Poor Frank.
Sponsor the show, but Magnus, I won't divulge you.
I told you it was a scandal.
I bet some days Frank feels like a Magnus. And then yet, that day, he found himself on the wrong end of a Maggie. Maggie stick.
Annie, are you okay with journaling?
Has a lot to do with feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Not so much.
You got a lot of time. Dear diary.
I regularly think, like, I should delete everything that I've ever done digitally. And just start fresh. Like, it should be like a routine habit that you have in the year. Everything you've got, delete it, start fresh, resubscribe to the things that you want to subscribe to, get rid of the things and close the accounts, just so that you're not leaving this forever trail. Like, do you, when you send text messages, when you send emails, do you ever think, like, this could be context in a court case or in a situation in the future? Do you ever think that?
No, never.
Never?
No, I hang on to everything as far as texts and emails go because I think, what if I need some little piece of information? And I think it's because of what we do in the broader context of guest booking and needing to find contact information. But you're right. If I'm going to court,
I'm in
trouble.
Like, if you're sending an email reply and it's kind of got a little snark in it or something like that, and then it's not even like if you, Trisha, get in trouble. What if what if Ryan Wiggins gets in trouble and now there's an exchange between the two of you and now your conversation is brought in? Like, I am so particular about how I send things, but then there's also your personal communications and how that could be dived into and researched through. And it's just like, I think in the future, everything that we have ever done online is going to be up and fair game.
For me, it's the guys group chats where you're like, just in them and you're like, someday, even just being a part of this group and not having anything to do is going to get me in trouble.
You receive a message, you're like, I can't run for office now.
It's like, well, that's on my phone now.
There are multiple times where the four of us here, Ethan and Ryan and Brad and myself, have kind of like a show chat, and we'll share a story that's like wild. It's stuff that we know you listening to this show would be very entertained by, but I'm not covering it.
Because
this is a classy establishment, as you can tell right now, Maggie and Magnus. That I'm not going to
poor Frank
report Frank. On Frank a certain type Frank. Of story, but we're tee-heeing in the background because it's funny or ridiculous or whatever. I don't want... Now someone's going to hack into my stuff. Crap. Mm,
they should.
It was
Why?
A good run.
Thank you. Yes. You're involved. You're totally complicit.
Oh, I know that, though. I'm already out there.
Do any of you in here journal in any way, shape, or form?
No, but no. I think we should, instead of doing this typical conservative talk show format, we should do it Doogie Howser style, where every episode of The Annie Fry Show starts with you journaling. Dear Diary, today, I think we're probably going to talk about the Joe Biden pardon.
I never know what we're going to talk about.
Why is it in that voice?
Because that's what Doogie did.
Do you know what Doogie Howser is?
Uh-uh.
There you go.
Well, go check that show out.
I was like, I have no idea what
What's
that
his
is.
Name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Do you know who Neil Patrick
yeah,
Harris is?
Yeah, I do.
He broke onto the scene as, like, was he like 12 or 13?
Yeah, he was a young
phenom. Doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he was Dr. Doogie Howser as a 12 or 13-year-old kid. That is how he got his start in
got it.
The business.
Okay.
It was a big TV show. I don't journal.
Okay. And one more follow-up to, I think that was last week, the cryptocurrency entrepreneur who bought that banana art for $6.2 million ate it. Chinese-born Justin's son peeled off the duct tape and enjoyed the banana in a press conference held last Friday in Hong Kong. He is quoted as saying, "It tastes much better than other bananas, indeed quite good." $6.2 million banana. Annie, are you okay with bananas?
Yes, I love them. Great source of potassium and vitamin something.
Something.
I don't know. I ate one.
Potassium.
Vitamin K. Yeah.
Vitamins.
Isn't that potassium?
Yeah.
I think I was going to say potassium and vitamin K, and I was like, I think it's the same thing.
Good save.
Not like you guys are disappointed in me now for saying that, but I like them. I like bananas, and I like berries. don't like melons. Anybody in here a big melon guy?
Yeah, I think all three of us are.
Before even
why do you boys raise your hands? Do you like them?
Melon?
Love melons.
Me too. It seems to me.
He says
that, and this is kind of a wild take, but I think that guy wasted that money on that art.
That is a hot take. Most of the internet says this was a good investment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's why you tune into the Annie Fry Show. You hear kind of the other side of the story. Oh, this song always makes me think about my life. This and Enter Sandman. This is the Annie Fry Show Best Of. And we are just kind of reminiscing.
You're just going to leave it there?
Yep.
Okay.
We're just reminiscing about the year that has been. And my hope sincerely is it's December 26th that on New Year's Day, we play a best of the rest of the year from here out. So that you're hearing like the best of some fill-in hosts tomorrow and some other stuff. And you're like, dang, that was a solid almost week. At the end of the year. But I don't think that's going to happen. We're playing it now because, you know, I think that we're probably hitting all of the best that we've ever done. Now, if you heard in that segment, the Annie, Are You Okay segment, we talked about when I ate or tried to, I didn't actually eat dog food. That'll become abundantly clear. And I am going to play that back here simply because it gets referred to so often as we close out the day after Christmas on the Annie Fry Show.
You guys ready for a funny story?
Yeah.
Always ready.
What if it was about you, Ryan?
As long as it's funny, I don't care.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You got that? I got a text yesterday from my best friend.
Okay.
Mrs. Wiggins.
Oh, no, really?
The realization.
What? Mm-hmm. Why? She didn't tell me this. Is it a picture of me sitting on the couch with my stomach hanging out or something stupid?
No, that wouldn't be good for radio.
No, that'd be terrible.
That'd be good for views.
Gosh, why did I say that when you said, it's okay if it's about you?
Do you do that on the couch? You just sit there with your belly hanging out?
I don't know, maybe. Scratching. It's the couch.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Is there a story that was really funny lately that you should tell the people?
Hang on a second.
What do you mean, hang on a second? Where are you going? What are you doing? You standing up?
Yeah, I'm standing up. And
why?
I'm going to go get something in a second.
You can't leave in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I can.
You should have left during Wiggins America. What are you doing?
Where are you going?
You can't leave.
Come back.
He has to come back.
Ethan.
Should I tell the story while
fill
he's
in
not
for him.
Here?
I don't know what he's going to get.
The truth of the matter is that I got a text message last night at 7:34 p.m. from Mrs. Wiggins. And she wanted to know if when Ryan Wiggins had told a story on the air yet, and she thought it was because the people needed to know.
Okay. Ryan's coming. I'm very confused as to what's happening right now.
I think that's
Ryan's coming in, and he's holding a bag of, is that jerky? Venison jerky.
Yeah, hold on a second. I think I need to read the text.
No, because then it's going to sound bad.
Talking to your mom.
It's your wife. She texted me.
I brought it here because I thought this might come up.
Let me also tell you that the last time your wife and I texted each other was March 22nd.
So it's been a while.
Yes.
So she thought this was a great story.
This is something that ended up having to make the air. I'm going to read the text message. And then we'll get the Ryan Wiggins version of this. But I think that we're on to a new segment for the Annie Fry Show.
Ooh.
And we're going to call it BFFs.
I need to be able to trust my sanctuary. So please don't come into it in digital fashion.
What is your finder sanctuary?
Mr. Wiggins, let me just point out that that problem is there, not here.
You could make that problem happen.
But here's the thing. You don't trust that sanctuary the other way.
The only time We get stories on the air about Mrs. Wiggins. What do I say to you every time you start telling a story about your wife?
Did you get permission?
And what do you say?
Mostly.
You said, no, you say she's not listening.
Sometimes.
You tell stories on Mrs. Wiggins all the time.
Did you guys talk about this?
And I always, always ask you if you have permission to tell the story. And you, less than 10%. Have acquired the necessary permission to tell stories on your wife.
I have blanket permission.
That's
not
true.
She thinks it's kind of fun.
No, you don't. You said that you say all the time she's not going to find out.
Also true.
Which is offensive.
The blanket permission still applies, even though she's not going to find out.
7:34 p.m. I'm walking around trick or treating with my kids. They look adorable. Everybody's having a good time. My phone goes off.
Why would she text you? This is a day later.
And I look at my phone, and it says, Mrs. Wiggins. And here's what the text message says. Did Ryan tell you about how he bought venison jerky, ate some, gave some to our kid, and then he read the fine print and realized they were dog treats? And then concludes the text message with, if not, feel free to make fun of him on air. Your move.
Okay.
You ate dog treats?
That is...
Good luck, soldier.
Exactly what happened.
I brought it in because it's so tricky. Look at this.
Hold this up to the camera. I'm giving you a warning right now if you want to see this package.
Did you like them? You gave some to your kid?
I can already tell they're dog treats just by looking at it for 2 seconds.
But look, I'm going to hold this up.
You ate dog treats.
I'm going to hold this up right now.
And you liked them so much you shared them with your child.
And show you this. Look at this. It just says venison jerky. Now, if you look real close, there's dogs up here.
And there's a
real
big,
close.
Look,
there's paw.
There's just a deer. It says real venison, number one ingredient. That's what you'd be concerned with as a human. No corn, no soy, no wheat. I mean, you're like, hey, that sounds like a good, healthy product right there.
For a dog.
Here's the other thing. This was in with all the human food. It wasn't in the pet section.
Where?
In the discount section.
Where?
With all the human food.
What store?
Deerberg's.
In the discount section.
Uh-huh.
So you're just shopping through the discount section, and you found some yummy dog treats,
and then
you liked them enough to share them with your child.
Venison?
You liked them.
Some venison jerky.
Say you liked them.
No, I didn't, though. That's not true.
Then why'd you give it to your kid?
Because he saw me opening a package and goes, ooh, venison jerky. So I gave him a piece of it at the exact same time as I ate it. And we both at the same time looked at each other and went, something kind of wrong with that. I thought maybe it was expired. And I was like, no, it says 11/30/24 on it.
I feel like you've offered me that.
I was going to tomorrow. That was the plan, Brad. I was going to do a segment on this tomorrow when you and me are doing the Manny Fry show.
You were going to make him eat dog food.
I wasn't going to stop him right beforehand.
He's going to try.
I was going to show him this and say, do you want any? And see if he noticed at all.
You were going to feed him dog food knowingly?
No. I was just going to show him the package and say, do you want any of this?
Brad, he was setting you up to eat dog food.
I know.
Wiggins, do you not see the dog paw in the bottom corner of it? Right there, bottom right corner.
It's
the
in
big
a,
old
in an American
red,
flag.
White, and blue American
Look, that,
flag.
That could
the
be
dog
anything.
Paw.
No,
the
it's
largest
not.
Logo.
That could be anything.
Come on.
The largest
on,
logo
Wiggins.
On that bag
Show
is
the
two dogs.
Yeah, it is two dogs, but in with human food, you're not going to immediately go,
discount
gotta
section.
Be dog. Because on the front, it doesn't say at all.
Even the people don't want to buy that for their dogs.
Nothing.
It was in the discount section because even the dogs don't want to eat it.
The entire front says nothing about a dog treat other than there's a logo.
What is the name
dog.
Of it? The Wild
Bone Company, which could be anything. You know how many animals have bones? All of them. And then here's where I notice. I rip this thing open, and I take a bite, and I'm like, man, all natural. There's no other ingredients. This
you
is really
Katie
good.
You owe Katie Wiggins
yes.
a thank you.
Yes.
Because she tipped us off, and you almost could have eaten dog food from Ryan, who set you up. And he was going to set you up to make himself feel better.
That's exactly right.
You were going to
Did you see that I brought this into the studio yesterday?
No.
And I just didn't, we just didn't talk about it,
no.
So I'm like, I'll bring it in later.
Would you have done that
to Annie as well?
Heck yes, I would have.
Would Annie have eaten it?
That was the plan.
Okay, so.
No. Nobody was going to eat it. I would have stopped you from eating it.
No, you wouldn't have.
But I would have start to be like, oh, yeah, I'll take a piece, and then see how far you got.
You fed it to your child.
Yeah, I did.
Did you apologize?
Oh, yes, I did. And now I know all of your dirty secrets, because the minute I went on the air with it, a lot of people came to me and said they'd done the same thing. So I know.
Make you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, it did, because that still gets brought up as one of the main things that people know about
me. That's probably, at least I have to imagine it's brought up off air with just people you see that listen to the show relatively often, but it's brought up either on air or between us four at least once a week.
It's my defining characteristic. It's like, oh, that's Wiggins. He put a piece of dog jerky in his mouth once in 2024. I'll be saying it at my funeral. I did approve playing it back because it was, this is for the good of the show. It was one of the funniest things we did this year. And so we played all of that back. And in light of that, I encourage you to get the podcast if you missed it today and you're just tuning in. This hour alone is worth it, and we will break it up by hours if you want to get any hour in particular. But the first hour, we had Tulsi Gabbard we played back. That was from earlier in the year. And then we played back Tammy Bruce. So it wasn't all just comedy, but it was a lot of comedy. And it was good to just hear snapshots of people talking about what it's going to be like if Kamala wins, what it's going to be like. At the time, Joe Biden, you know, for a lot of the year, it was about what happens if Joe Biden wins again. And then it became Kamala. So it's actually been an interesting show today. If you want to pick it up, we'll have it up for you soon. I don't even think I've asked you this, but very end of the show. Good Christmas?
Oh, it was great. Had a blast. I mentioned earlier in the show, first Christmas married. So really sweet time with my family and my wife joining along. And it was a good time. Had good food, some good gifts, watched some bad football. But, football's football.
Did you have it in your head, everything you were doing? Were you saying, okay, I'm either making a new tradition or I'm trying not to make a new tradition because it's all brand new?
No, I think what was cool was that we were doing a lot of our old traditions that we've done with my family, but my wife was a part of them this time, which is I had been looking forward to her being a part of those for some time.
Was this at your
now.
Family's house,
yes.
though?
Not yes.
So, but what about your house? Did you guys do anything that you're like, yeah, that's a thing now?
No, not yet. Her parents come in tonight and they're going to be here for the next week. So there might be some stuff, but, we were with my family the entire time.
Yeah, that's where we're at too. We have more Christmases ahead. I actually won't be here tomorrow, but we will have a live show for you on the Annie Fry Show. I will be off and then back with Wiggins America over the weekend and doing more Christmas stuff. I'll probably go see Wonder Lights and some of the stuff that's still going on. I always love this week because there's still a lot of Christmas stuff, like the brewery tour and Zoo Lights, I think, is still going on. But it's past Christmas, and so maybe crowds are a little bit less. That's my hope. But we're going to do some of that stuff. That's one nice thing about having warmer weather this time of year. Hey, thanks for listening, and Mark Reardon Show coming up next. No, they-